This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're still in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It features excited people who won tickets to Radio 1's big weekend, some naked callers, real or no real with a firefighter, and golf legend Ken Brown.
It can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Hello?
Scott Mills. With the wake up every day.
Good to go.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Get up.
That's what I am. Wake yourself up.
It really smells in here now.
Wake yourself up.
I do love a bit of Scott.
And good morning. It's Monday. Is everyone okay after the sun? You alright, Chris?
I'm alright. My neck is red. The top of my ears are red.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, there are some quite red people everywhere today, including myself, which is weird because I'm very careful normally with my sun regime. But I think it took us all by surprise yesterday, didn't it, really?
I was in a place that it rhymes with Wego Land, which I know was a bit of an odd move for me, but I didn't realise how close I lived to it.
Right.
So I thought I'd give it a go.
Just fancied it.
Yeah, just fancied it, but I had no sun cream whatsoever. So I was kind of going around. And also, everyone has their shirts off all of a sudden, right?
No.
I still don't feel I'm at that stage.
No. Well, we were going to get summer body ready, weren't we? But that never happened. Because as we all know, summer bodies are made in the winter. But ours weren't made
in
the winter.
Is it the summer yet?
No, absolutely not.
So
it's a false alarm.
A bit of time.
It's what I call a Becky Hill hematoma. It's a complete false alarm. back to 14 degrees and cloudy and a bit of rain today, guys.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Up quite late last night and I was so confused looking at Twitter about the Masters, the golf.
Well, you sent me a text because I think you were worried that I was still up, which I found quite funny because can you just not sleep until I go to sleep?
No, generally not. I worry.
But yeah, the Masters golf was on. Did you get involved? I couldn't quite tell because you were talking to me about the golf.
I was only involved as far as Twitter goes, but I think I don't think I really needed to watch it.
So exciting at the end, Scott.
But it's golf.
I know your first thought would be that it's well boring.
Oh,
and I do understand that.
It is boring.
But no, last night, when it got to the stage where it was between Garcia and Justin Rose for the final... Oh, Scott, it was so exciting.
But you've even told me before that golf is boring on TV.
It can be boring. Now, being real here, it can be boring. But last night, it was really close. It was a great battle. Missed putts at the end, Scott. It all got very exciting.
Right, so it's down to the final two.
Yeah, it was basically between these two. Can you give plot spoilers in sport?
Well, yeah,
I don't know why you... I don't know how you'd avoid this news.
Also, who's going to watch this on demand?
Yeah, good point. So Garcia won this, right?
Vamos, Garcia.
yeah, well done, yeah.
Thank you.
But you did text me because you were sort of inquiring about Ken Brown.
Yes, well, I don't quite understand what he's... I mean, obviously, I know that Ken Brown is a legend in the sport because of this, mostly.
It can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Now, that's the only reason I know Ken Brown is from Innuendo Bingo.
Off of soaking his balls.
Yes.
But it's the... He's the absolute man. This is why the BBC coverage of sport is the best in the world, because they have people like Ken Brown, and there's a bit of the golf coverage which is called Ken on the Course, right? And if you follow it on social, it's hashtag Ken on the Course, and everyone loves it because it's ridiculous, because Ken is there to try and add a bit more colour to the sport. So he's there on the course and he'll be in amongst the bushes talking about the different sort of types of bushes that are there.
But surely there's nothing to say.
There isn't really much to say, but Ken has to provide these moments throughout the coverage where he does these observations. There was one, for example, yesterday where he threw some balls down a hill.
And this is on the TV?
This was on the TV last night.
I can't tell you how many times people have asked me about the slopes at Augusta National. Well, I'm on number 10 and the tee is back there. And the green is about a 100-foot drop to the putting surface. And I'm about in the driving area. And I hope this little demonstration will give you some idea how to
do a little demonstration, Scott.
One, two, three. Will they run down? Come on, boys.
He's throwing the balls,
I hope,
Scott.
This gives you an idea of the steepness of the slopes. Because some of them are really steep.
Is he calling the balls boys?
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
And the balls are chasing him down the hill. It's like one of his nightmares.
Come on, boys. Keep coming. So there's some really steep gradients, not only on the fairways, but on the greens. Well done. That's absolutely spot on. I hope that gives you an idea. Some of them are mighty steep, these slopes.
Scott, people
a steep slope there, everybody.
People go mad for Ken on the course. He's basically talking about... He's talking nonsense.
But I love him. I do love him.
It should be bigger than carpool karaoke.
He knows as well. Like I've seen him on Twitter yesterday. He's going, thanks for all the laughs about Ken on the course. So he kind of knows that it's a cult thing that we're all kind of laughing at.
Exactly, yeah. Love Ken on the course. And also the commentator's reactions to Ken on the course as well.
Oh, Ken. You weave your magic words.
BBC coverage at its finest.
Right, okay. Well done to Garcia. Sorry if that's a plot spoiler. I was seeing also, I mean, I just felt left out. I was seeing all sorts of tweets last night. For instance, does this make any sense to you? Rose had an opening but seemed to top it. Advanced it 30 yards. That's it. Seems gutted. Also, Rose fires one right into the pine straw. What's that?
That's definitely one.
What is it?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
The greatest golf commentary of all time, though, comes from Wally Webb on BBC Norfolk.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Whatever gets you through it.
Do you know? See, it's not boring.
Well, do you know the only reason I will watch it if they do Masters on Ice?
Okay.
I want golf on ice.
That's ice hockey.
And then come back to me.
Scott Mills.
Matt in Swindon's been on. With a good point from the Bruno Mars song we played earlier, That's What I Like, which I really like now, by the way. I wasn't sure at first. Very good point, though, Matt. You know he, in the song, is treating the girl to all the finer things in life and tells his waiter, Julio, serve that scampi. Matt says if he was the girl, he'd be like, oh, Bruno, thanks for going to Iceland. It's about $2.99. Here's the clip. It's, as always with Bruno Mars lyrics, it's kind of discreet. It's a bit like in 24K Magic when we realised he was singing so many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. And it's kind of like discreet. But here it is. Oh, yes,
right.
Please.
And the line before it as well, light the tail for dinner.
Yeah.
As in scampi.
Julio, serve that scampi. Julio, serve that five bird roast.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Jed.
Good morning.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Good. So how old are you and what do you do?
I'm 23 years old. I'm an airfield firefighter.
Oh, wow. I mean,
what's not to love?
Hot job. Are you an actual firefighter or are you just saying that for effect?
Why would you say that for effect?
Well, one of those fake ones.
Well, because you know the reaction it gets.
Yeah. No, I'm a truly firefighter. Real one.
On a night out, when you say you're a firefighter, what's the response that you're usually met with?
Usually a response like yours, like, are you one of those, are you just saying it?
Yeah,
right. Like we just did there. Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, and I usually have to get some sort of identification out and then, yeah.
And where do you firefight?
In Oxford.
Do you find that you're a hit with the ladies?
Well, Monday night I was out for my birthday and I did quite well, actually.
Yes, of course you did.
Okay, so do you purposefully try and slip in what you do as a job as quickly as you can in a conversation?
Yeah. It's like my opening line. It's like, I'm a firefighter.
Yeah, I'd be proud.
Yeah.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah, no point hiding that.
Right, listen, I've got some facts here today. You've got to work out which is real and which is not, right, Jed?
Yeah, no worries.
Kim Kardashian has released a range of summer merchandise, including an inflatable Lilo in the shape of her bottom.
Oh.
I don't understand that. So where are you kind of resting everything on the Lilo? So if it's in the shape of her bottom, is like the bottom on one end of it, is that where you put your head?
Yeah, you're putting the head on the bottom.
Okay, yeah, right. Well, that could be quite nice.
The support's there.
Well, I don't know if it is, because you'd constantly be rolling off, because it's quite perky, isn't it? So if you think about it, your head will always be rolling off into the water.
Is the crack in the middle, you laid your head in the crack.
That's what I was thinking. Is there enough of a crack, though, for you to get your neck in?
I'd assume so. It's rather large.
I'm convinced when I see Kim Kardashian's behind, I'm convinced you can get a whole round of drinks on there, instead of a tray.
There was that photo, wasn't there? There was that photo of her, popping a champagne over her back and into like a wine glass on her bum.
Yes.
Her bum.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever tried that?
It was resting on there, was it?
Yeah, and it was like resting, the glass was like resting on a bum.
I could get a whole round on that, though.
Yeah, get a few Jaegers on that. Yeah.
Have you never tried this on a night out, Scott?
What? Using my bum as a...
Yeah.
No.
So just stick it out?
No.
We can try this later if you like, me and you. Let's take a picture and recreate it. But you, yeah, you get your bum right out.
And what can you rest on there?
Look, I'll show you. Hang on. So look, you get your bum right out like that, mm-hmm. and then just see if you can get like a couple of shots on there.
Right, and can you?
Well, look, I can get my phone on there. If I can get my phone on there, I can get a Jaeger bomb. See?
Quite good, isn't it?
That's what I mean. I tell you what, look, next time we're in the pub, we'll try this, Jed, and we'll put some pictures up for you to see.
Oh, I'd love that. I would love that.
You would.
Yours is as good as Kim Kardashian's. I'm all over it.
Yes.
Do you know who would love this? Your dad.
Why?
You should get him this next time you two go on holiday.
Why would he love it?
It's just quite cool because he's a G. He just sort of... Yeah, I can see him floating around, his head on a...
On Kim Kardashian's
Kim
bottom.
Kim Kardashian's bottom. Do you know what I mean? Just loving life.
Is this her new range of summer merchandise, though, Chris? Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
And Jed?
I'm going to go real. Seems like something she would do.
That one is real.
Yes!
Completely true. It will cost just under £80. £80 for a Lilo, please. If you pre-order now, you'll get it by June. Also, in Kim K's collection, tie-dye T-shirts.
Hello?
Phone cases with pictures of her crying face on them and a bandana with the word lit embroidered on it.
I do love a bandana.
Would you wear it if it said lit on it? Oh, you would? You're a firefighter.
I would.
Okay, here's the next fact.
Her Majesty the Queen is never more than 50 metres away from a chocolate biscuit cake.
What?
No.
She's always... around cake, I think, because she's always opening things, isn't she?
Is that because she's off of Nan's?
No, I think it's more because when there's a celebration, there's a cake, isn't there?
Yeah.
A chocolate biscuit cake?
Yes.
It's not very royal.
She loves the buttery biscuit base.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the buttery biscuit base?
I do, yeah.
I love the base.
I like the base. I like the buttery biscuit base.
That was the thing.
I'm not sure I've ever had a chocolate biscuit cake.
Never heard of it.
No. But I reckon because elderly, that she loves a bit of cake. My nan was never 50 metres away from a cake.
Mm. Do you think that it's on her rider? So just anything
I don't think
that
she has a rider, Chris.
Well, she does. What, it's the same idea, isn't it? When she's turning up somewhere, they go, and the Queen will require this, 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 and this.
If you can't call it a rider because she's
well,
the
what
Queen.
What is it then?
Well, it's not like an example gig at Lava and Ignite in Chelmsford, is it? It's a bit different.
Do you not think she has demands, though, Scott?
Oh, I mean, there'll definitely be things in place for her, but I wouldn't call it a rider as such.
Yeah, it sounds like it. If it is true, it's not true, but it can't be the huge. It can't be like, oh yeah, and the typical chocolate biscuit cake.
What do you think she does demand then, if it's not chocolate biscuit cake? Well, we already know that she's got shoes that have been well worn in by somebody because she's got a shoe wearer.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a fan of a biscuit, but a cake every time. She couldn't put away a cake, I doubt.
Well, she's probably having a slice, Jed.
Mm.
I reckon she's got food tasters as well. Like to taste the food
before. I see. Someone sort of just licks it first, and then and then there's an awkward moment or two where they all watch that person to check that nothing happens to
them.
Yeah.
And then when it's deemed fine, a thumbs up is given,
yeah.
And then the Queen will tuck in.
Also, what was that one we did a while ago about if she doesn't want to see you anymore, she'll move her handbag between left and right?
That's right, yeah.
From left hand to right hand. And that signals to her aide, get me out of here immediately, I'm really bored.
I'm a queen, get me out of here.
Yeah. So is this true? The Queen is never more than 50 metres away from a chocolate biscuit cake. I'm asking you, Jed, what do you think?
I'm definitely saying no real.
Chris,
oh, no I really real. Want this to be real, so I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
What? It's true. Royal chef Darren McGrady revealed to really posh magazine Harper's Bazaar that the Queen will not travel unless she has a chocolate biscuit cake in her entourage.
Yes.
She asks for a senior sous chef to accompany the cake to its destination. Whether travelling by train, helicopter, car or carriage, Her Majesty always makes sure a slice of chocolate biscuit cake is never far away.
Oh, that's so good. And what? So we need to establish what a chocolate biscuit cake is so we can try some. What's the one thing that you would always have around you, Scott, if you could? I don't know what I would have, to be fair. Jed?
A cup of tea.
I'd probably have a picnic.
That's quite. Hello. It's quite queen of you both, actually. Yes, queens.
At the end of that round, of real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10. Jed, you got 10.
Ooh, neck and neck.
Well, you go and fight some fires in Oxford, Jed.
Cheers.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so, Sinead, what's James Arthur saying? Is this a joke or what?
This is in the interview with The Sun that he did over the weekend, and he talks about Ed Sheeran and sort of dismisses the idea that Ed fought for his career. So the quote is, "I'm not saying none of these guys are talented, but people think Ed Sheeran crawled off a couch and lived on the street or something. But him, Ellie Goulding, they all come from Suffolk, Surrey, Richmond, they come from support." He then goes on to say, "I think Sam Smith's dad got a huge loan or something to help his career."
No, his mum, but yeah.
So then he moves on to Zayn Malik and Justin Bieber. And he says, they basically want to be me. He said, "I think Justin Bieber and Zayn have both been listening to me a lot. And I asked Louis Tomlinson whether he's been listening to me. And he said, yeah, he's been lurking."
This must be a joke.
Well, yeah, it's probably, it sounds like a bit tongue-in-cheek. And obviously, you can't really tell if you're not actually there in the interview and hearing it. But he has been on Twitter now saying that this recent interview, all the things he said about other pop stars has been twisted.
Okay. So, it is true, though. A lot of people do have support, like the Sam Smith thing.
Yep.
His mum got a big payout, and some were saying that that helped. But obviously, you know, that will boost your career.
Well,
will
exactly.
Help get
exactly.
you into the right places.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there we go. Hopefully there won't be too much comeback for James Arthur on this one.
Katy Perry.
Yes, so being romantically linked to Katy Perry has proved a bit too much for one American actor. So Ryan Phillippe, he was quite a big star back in the late 90s and was married to Reese Witherspoon. So rumours were doing the rounds in US media over the last couple of weeks that he and Katy Perry had been spotted getting cosy at a party Elton John had thrown. Well, he's now tweeted, and all in capitals, "I am not dating Katy Perry. Barely know her. Please stop flying helicopters over my house. She is not here. Thanks."
Wow.
That's probably happening as well.
That's yeah. mad.
So he's got to the point where he's just so furious and fed up with all this and people trying to take pictures of him.
Did
that's,
you know?
That's a problem, is it, that you can have helicopters over the house?
Well,
Cos girlfriend.
When I was in LA, I wanted to see... They do those Stars Homes tours, and they were like, "I'm sorry, but you can't see Will Smith's house. You can only see it from the air." And Will Smith bought his house so that it couldn't be seen on those Stars Homes tours, and you can only see it if you're flying over.
Oh, wow.
But maybe I saw it on the way into the city, and there is a lake, that's what I'm saying.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a big lake.
What's the deal with drones around there as well? Surely everyone just flies drones around.
But I think that's a standard thing. In that area of Hollywood, there are helicopters all the time just trying to get a good shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, you remember the guy who prom-posed to Emma Stone with that elaborate recreation of the opening scene from La La Land?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so 17-year-old Jason Stadenmeyer has now heard back from Emma. Unfortunately, it is no, but she has good reason. So here's Jason reading out the note that she sent to him.
"Emma said, 'Jacob, in all caps, thanks for making the greatest proposal I've ever received. I can't tell you what an honor that was and how much I smiled through that entire beautifully orchestrated video. I'm in London working, but I hope you have the best time at prom, and I'm grateful you thought of me. Thank you,' in all caps." And she added, "P.S. I do see Gosling around the eyes."
There you go. I was calling him Jason there. His name's clearly Jacob, as he said in the opening.
Is that a compliment?
I don't know.
I see Gosling around the eyes.
I think it was all going well until that point.
Oh.
So I think your ankles are very Gosling.
Yeah.
But she is actually here in the UK at the moment filming this British movie, so she wasn't making it up.
Oh, cute that she replied, though.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sinead.
Scott Mills.
So we normally do 1 till 4 in the afternoon, right? And there's a game that we played a couple of weeks ago in that time slot, which we want to bring to the mornings. This is your idea, Chris.
Yeah.
So after 8 o'clock, just after 8, we will need a person that is completely naked on the phone. And we'll speak to them about 20 minutes from now.
I mean, right now as well, there will be plenty of people naked. It's that time of the day.
Yeah. So naked person on after 8 on the phone, obviously. We'll also have two other people on who are not naked, but are saying that they are. We have to work out which one actually is.
Mm. Find the nude.
Yes, find the nude through a series of questions.
Scott Mills.
If you're heading into work this morning, obviously it was a hot day yesterday, pretty much everywhere. If you do see someone who's quite burnt because they overcranked it in the sun, just go, "Red face!" and they'll absolutely love it. Like in full view of the whole of the rest of your workmates today. We've got one here.
Yeah, one of the lads working on the show now. He's just popped out, I think, to make a couple of drinks or something.
He's just disappeared, but when he comes back, let's red face.
And also, you were saying that you'd quite like to apply some after sun to him.
Yes.
Not like that.
That wasn't for on air.
No, I just mean because...
It's just stressing me out because it's like... It's like... There's even like little sunglass lines with the white there. So
loving the bits, but overcranked.
He's overcranked it. He just needs a look. I mean, I've got a bit of red face today and I'm very careful with my sun regime. I just want to get a little bit of after sun in his face and go... Blah, 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 and it'll make it all better.
You just want to mother him a little bit. A
couple of hours, that'll go down a treat. But at the moment, red face! It's 7:54 on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Right, this is so bad. Listen to this. You might have seen this this morning. It's kind of doing the rounds. Having a breakup with somebody is rubbish, right?
Mm.
Imagine if you were dumped on Spotify.
What? How does that even work?
Okay, so there's this girl, only been on a couple of dates with this guy, but she likes someone else. This is really bad, by the way. So she makes the one she's not keen on a Spotify playlist to let him know. Okay, so the playlist says, To Wyatt. Now, I'm going to read you the songs in the playlist, which he will see. Because he'll be like, oh, cute, she's made a playlist for me. She must really like me.
Mm.
Each time I pause, it's the name of a new song.
Okay.
Okay? But this is a list of songs. Each time there's a pause, there'll be a new song.
So he's just received this. This has arrived. This is how she's doing it.
Yeah, and they've only seen each other a couple of times. But this is from the girl. Okay. Do You. That's one song.
Yeah.
Still. Want To. Kiss Me.
Mm.
Because. Good. I Am. Kinda loving someone else.
Oh, why would you do this?
But we can still be friends.
That's appalling.
Right, so they're all different song titles. So Do You is a song, Still is a song, Want To is a song, etc. But she's basically spelt out in songs on Spotify, we can still be friends, it's a no from me.
And also, some of those songs, just to make them fit, are probably rubbish as well.
Oh, there's loads of rubbish ones, but she's got a point across.
BBC Radio 1.
Really bad.
This is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Vamos, Garcia. Garcia won the Masters.
I love hearing you talk golf. The real winner was Ken Brown, though, Scott.
It really was.
Ken on the course.
Can I just say, sorry if you are planning to watch the golf on demand later, but if you are, you need to have a strong word with yourself anyway, because it's golf on demand. Ken Brown, we love him. Ken Brown, of course, famous from the golf, but also from our game of innuendo bingo.
Can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before... playing cold weather.
And while Garcia and Rose were obviously the stars of the golf, the real star for us was the BBC's Ken Brown.
And he just did these reports throughout the Masters last night. Ken on the course was trending. It's a wonderful thing.
Here he is, watching some balls go down a hill.
I can't tell you how many times people have asked me about the slopes at Augusta National. Well, I'm on number 10, and the tee is back there, and the green is about a 100-foot drop to the putting surface. And I'm about in the driving area. And I hope this little demonstration will give you some idea how steep the slopes are.
What's going on?
He's just throwing balls down a hill.
Three. Will they run down? Come on, boys.
Come on, boys. Come on.
You're talking to golf balls. Come on, boys.
Ken Brown, you legend.
We love you, Ken.
I hope this gives you an idea of the steepness of the slopes, because some of them are really steep. Come on, boys.
Come on, boys.
Come on, boys.
Keep coming. So there's some really steep gradients, not only on the fairways, but on the greens. Well done. That's absolutely spot on. I hope that gives you an idea. Some of them are mighty steep, these slopes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes, Ken Brown and his boys there teaching you how steep a slope is.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is a game that we've done in the afternoon before, and it's a bit like Would I Lie to You on the TV, but it's definitely not the same.
It's a little bit like it.
Yes.
Not the same.
A couple of weeks ago, Chris said, let's do this thing where we... get three people on the phone and all three of them say that they're going to be in a certain situation and we have to work out who is telling the truth. So, we now have three people on the line. They're all going to say that they are completely naked. Only one of them is telling the truth. And you can play along in the car or at home with this by asking a series of questions. We're going to try and find out which one is naked and telling the truth and which one are fully clothed and barefaced liars. Chris, are you ready to meet our callers today?
I'm very excited for this, yeah. Contestant number one, who are you?
I'm Claire
Claire from London, and I'm completely naked.
Hey, Claire.
You sound quite excited about that fact.
Yeah, it feels a bit of a weird thing to say.
It's because you're on Radio 1 naked, isn't it? It's a bit odd.
Yeah, no, I'm used to being on other radio stations naked, but this one feels like a big deal.
Are you getting a thrill from it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've been naked on Radio 1 before, actually, and there is something, sort of life goal ticked, a life goal that you didn't realise was a life goal.
Yeah, no, this is off the bucket list now.
You know, some people like to do stuff on planes, Scott.
Mm.
Being naked on Radio 1, I think, is sort of in that similar kind of bracket.
It's that thing that you know that millions of people are listening, but you've got no clothes on. So, Claire, what are you up to today?
I've got the day off work, so I'm just at home in my flat.
Is it just so early that you haven't bothered to put on clothes, or is this your plan for the rest of the day?
No, I'm going to go to the gym in a bit, so I'm sort of halfway between getting changed out of my pyjamas and into my gym kit.
Oh, hang on, you said pyjamas.
Well, getting changed out of my pyjamas into my gym kit.
Okay, so the pyjamas have come off and then you're in between going to the gym. Okay, I get it.
Because it's a day off, you can take your time. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, I can.
Interesting.
I thought I caught you out there, but I haven't.
Contestant number two.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. I'm Nick and I am completely naked.
And how have you found yourself in that situation?
Well, I'm a landscape gardener and I always take a flask of coffee. It's a long, busy day and I like a hot drink now and again. I've gone to pick my thermos glass up, which has got a glass inside, and as I've picked it up, I've banged it straight across the centre console and spilt hot coffee all down my jumper, down my trousers, soaked to my underwear.
Really? So you've had to remove it all?
Quite literally. I've got it on the heaters as we speak, trying to dry as quick as I can as I'm on tracker and the engine's turned on, so my boss will probably know that the engine's been turned on.
Well, that's going to smell of damp hot coffee.
It is. I think I'm going to have to go and pay some money out of my own money and get the car completely validated.
You're driving naked. Am I correct in that?
Well, I'm actually pulled up at the moment because I can't really drive around the industrial estate that I'm working on today without people probably noticing me.
Right, so you're telling me that you're in your car naked?
He's had to put the heating on. He's got to wait until things have dried out.
No way.
So good. Okay, well, that's interesting. All right, then. Contestant number three.
Hi, you're right. I'm Jamie, and I am, again, completely naked.
Oh, Jamie, what happened?
I was in bed, as you do. I've got a day off work, so I was up late last night watching the Masters. Thought I'd have a long weekend, so I booked the day off work, and I'm now in bed, completely naked.
I see. So we've just caught you at the exact moment you happen to be naked.
Oh, no, because I actually sleep in the nude.
Lovely.
Can you not say nude?
Don't say nude.
I hate that word.
Okay.
So you sleep completely naked. You've just, you haven't put clothes on yet for the day.
No, I've just rolled out of bed and about to get in the shower.
Okay, great. And would you like to describe your body for us then? Just looking down.
Okay, so looking down, I'm quite a short man, probably about 5'6". Not the most athletic looking guys, not going to lie. A little bit of pudge.
Yeah.
Quite well endowed.
You liking what you see there?
Yeah. It's not too bad.
Excellent.
Not too bad.
Good, looking down then. It's just, you're good. So it's a good game.
I wasn't expecting
this.
That. All right, well, that's the first round of questioning done. So we've got Claire, we've got Nick, and we've got Jamie, all saying that they are naked. Only one of them is telling the truth. We'll find out which one by asking a series of questions after this.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's go round again. I've got some questions to ask. Claire.
Hello.
Now, you say you're about to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Have you stretched?
I walk to the gym, so I'm not very good at warming up, so I just use my walk there as my warm-up.
Okay. And have you had breakfast this morning?
I have had a pre-gym breakfast.
Now, I find it hard to believe that you ate breakfast in naked.
No, I ate breakfast in my pyjamas. Then I took off my pyjamas, and I am now between pyjamas and gym kit.
Okay. The technicality here, Scott, is that she hasn't been naked for very long.
Yeah.
So it's hard to ask questions on
this
one.
It is a bit, isn't it?
But then generally when you're naked, in my experience in life, you're not naked for very long.
No.
Or am I speaking for myself here?
No, you're right.
We're quite a naked house, I would say. It's probably been about 15 minutes. I've just been sat on my bed listening to the radio, not any clothes on.
You're a naked house?
I live with one housemate. We live in a flat. It's not actually very far across the road to the other flats, who I think probably do see us naked a lot.
Right.
And that's all fine, is it? It doesn't matter if you're flatmates.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not. I don't sort of go parade around the kitchen and stuff, but just in our rooms, I guess.
Okay, well, then I'd like to ask you very quickly to move to the kitchen. See how she reacts.
Yeah, you said you wouldn't do that, so.
Well, my housemate has gone to work and her boyfriend's not here, so I feel less bad about it.
Okay. Can you prove you're in the kitchen, please?
Oh, what's that?
Can you hear that? That's the saucepan on the side.
Yes, very good. Okay, I believe you're in the kitchen now.
Okay, do I have to stay here?
You can come back.
You can go back.
Thanks.
She does sound embarrassed, actually, yeah, Scott. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I think we've got enough. Thank you, Claire. Now to Nick on line two. Hey, Nick.
Hi, Scott.
How cold is it in the van right now?
I'd say it's warming up. The engine's been on a fair bit now, to be honest. So I'd probably say a comfortable warm at the moment.
I'm struggling to believe that you would be in a van in public with no clothes on.
Well, we're technically on an industrial estate and the lots that we're working on today have been vacant for about 2 or 3 months now, so there's literally no activity on the part we're on at the moment.
Do we believe he's even in a van? Can you do your horn for me, please?
Yep.
Okay, he is in the van.
Actually, that's not a good idea if he is actually naked. People are going to come running. Oh, no.
Don't draw attention to yourself. You're naked.
Don't flash your lights.
No, not.
I'll turn them off.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's a ridiculous story.
It's the coffee story. I don't know whether I'm buying it.
Scott, have you ever spilled coffee over yourself that you've got to take all your clothes off? Doesn't happen.
No, I haven't, and that's why I'm struggling to believe that.
All right, Nick, I think we're going to have to rule you out.
Yeah, I think so.
Contest number three.
Jamie.
Yep, hello.
Slap some skin for me, please.
Slap some skin?
He got to the skin quick there.
That was good, yes. Because otherwise, there would be clothes covering the arm, like a shirt.
That was actually the stomach.
Oh, it was your stomach?
But then that would suggest he's not naked, Scott, because the first thing you'd be able to do is just lift up your T-shirt, wouldn't it? If you were genuinely naked, you'd slap your thighs, wouldn't you? Jamie, slap your thighs.
Seeing if it's the same sound, Jamie, I'm doing the same thing.
Jamie, can you slap your thighs for me, please?
Okay.
That sounds like the stomach again. There's something about Jamie that makes me think he would be naked right now.
Is there?
What do you reckon, Scott?
I'm going to trust what you think on this today, because I'm really torn.
It's really tricky. That said, Claire did sound embarrassed when she went into the kitchen. Should we go Claire?
I'm saying Claire. Okay, let's find out. Naked person, reveal yourself.
It's me, Claire. I'm naked.
Yeah!
Were you right?
Were you really just in the kitchen banging a saucepan there with nothing on in the nude?
Yes.
God, you're winning today with that kind of activity.
Yeah, I know.
First thing in the morning, bang a saucepan, no clothes on.
Yeah, it felt good.
Okay, well, well played, Claire.
Very well played, Claire.
Thank you.
But we guessed it right, yes. And well done to you at home or in the car if you did guess that Claire was the naked one.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Craig.
Morning, how's it going?
It's all going good, yeah. Where are you?
I'm in Alderney in the Channel Islands.
Alderney in the Channel Islands. Welcome to the Channel Islands. You know what bangers is, right?
Yeah, I know all about it.
It's normally on in the afternoon at 2:40. I pick a song that I believe to be absolutely brilliant. Chris does the same. Only one of you can decide. What's your morning then, Craig?
I've just finished locking the cows away after milking and I'm going back to work with the calves in the shed, clear them out and move the shed around.
Okay, you've locked some cows away.
Yeah. Put them in the paddock so they can eat the grass.
Naughty cows. Milk.
And do you name your cows? Give us some of the names.
We've got Bo, Claire Louise.
Yes.
There's a few generations of Bo.
How do you decide on the names?
Well, usually the mother will pass its name down and the father's name will go before it.
They can't talk.
No, but, like, originally we gave them their names and just passes through generations.
Oh, I get you. So it's not like the case of the mum going, and you shall also be called Beau.
Oh, right, and then it gets passed down. So what you should do is name one of the cows Scott Mills and then it will pass down through the generations.
Let's not do this.
Yeah, let's do this.
I might name one Chrissy.
Yeah, I'd love that. It would be such an honour. It would be such an honour.
It's like when someone buys you, like, one of those orangutans and you have to give money every month.
Yeah. Are you signing up to many of those, Scott? I think it's the kind of thing that you might do.
Well, I remember Becky used to work on the show, was convinced that she had an orangutan somewhere in Africa, and I don't think she did.
And it occasionally sends you postcards,
yeah,
doesn't it?
But how many people are you sharing that orangutan with? That's what I'm saying. It's not yours and yours alone. That was my problem. Okay,
I'll
Craig.
I'll take some money off of you guys. For
all right. Craig, this is what I've got for you. I'm going back in time. It's The Killers, Somebody Told Me. Would you like to hear this? Would the cows like to hear this in Alderney on a Monday morning? That's for you to decide.
It is a good song, to be fair. That's a decent banger. You can have my banger choice today, which is this. This is classic Paramore, ain't it fun? This is a good one.
Oh, it's all right, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay, what do you choose?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a big fan on Paramore, I'm afraid.
This bodes well.
I've always been like a Scott fellow when I'm listening to bangers.
Yes.
I'm usually on the podcast, so I'll listen to it on the podcast and pick Scott before it's picked, but it's going to have to be Scott today, I think, I'm afraid.
Thank you.
No worries, mate.
Love to Bo and Claire Louise and all the others.
Shout out to the cows. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to sound good. The Killers are playing on Radio 1 now. Breaking my back just to know your name. 17 tracks and I've had it with this game. I'm breaking my back just to know your name. But heaven ain't close in a place like this. Scott Mills. Good morning, Ollie.
Morning, how are you doing?
Morning, yeah, I'm all right. So earlier I was asking people who may have been slightly caught by surprise by the hottest day of the year yesterday to grass other people up if they've got a red face. Who's the red face in your life, or is it you?
Oh, no, it's my fiancé, Claire.
Fiancé Claire, where's she at the moment?
Sat next to me in the car.
Okay, when are you getting married, please?
Saturday.
Oh, you are joking.
Whoa.
Me.
And she's got a full red face.
Not quite a face. It's all across her back and her shoulders from like a strappy vest top.
Oh, you're going to notice that in the dress on Saturday.
Yeah. Right. Like a bit.
Lobster bride.
Oh, definitely.
You've got a lobster bride, mate. What are you doing?
I was just on our way for... She's got a hairdresser trial this morning.
Right, wow. Okay. Why don't you just turn to her and just go, red face!
Red face!
Louder, red face!
Red face.
Red face!
Yeah, I see that, I'll teach her. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. The UK has gone mad for Radio 1's big weekend in Hull. Ashley.
Hello.
Yes, you got the tickets.
Yes, Queen. Yes, I did.
Queen. Yes, Queen.
YQ. how many years have you been trying?
I've been trying for 2 years.
Right, okay.
And it's been like stress every year, and this time I finally got through. I can't believe it.
So tell me the setup this morning. What was it? 3 laptops, 5 phones?
No, it was actually sit down in a McDonald's car park with 4G and pray, and it worked. Mm.
Did you actually pray to the Lord?
No, I didn't.
Are you going to? I don't know. I mean, are you going to really go in the food now to celebrate, like all the nuggets?
No, I literally just popped in for a coffee before work, so my morning's gone from like zero to hero.
Yeah, but mate, it's too early for the nuggets. Actually, thinking about it,
it is actually. Is it too early for fillet of fish? What's the point of that? Why is that still on?
I had one.
Ho!
I had one, Scott. I've always been dead against it, actually. And the problem is I had it for my dinner on Saturday night. And then obviously at the end of the night...
Oh, you didn't return.
Yeah, I returned.
Right. Literally, you are 2 meals away from scurvy.
But because I'd had a side thing of nuggets with the burger, I thought I had to try something different. Went Filet-O-Fish, and I spent the first 2 minutes just looking at it.
It's like, what is this?
It's really square.
Is there any fish in this? Obviously there is, I'd like to point out, but yeah, I just don't see the point. Anyway, Ashley, where do you live?
Caerphilly.
Caerphilly in Wales, and you're going to Radio 1's big weekend. Who are you taking? Oh, difficult question.
I'm taking my boyfriend, James.
Okay, right, not a difficult question, but all your friends will be scrabbling going, what about me?
Well, boyfriend takes priority, so.
I think so, I think probably best. All right, Ashley, we'll see you in Hull, all right?
That's great, see you there.
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye!
Yes, Jess.
Hi!
Happy?
So happy.
So happy right now. When did you get tickets for?
We got it for Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, God, you're going to see everyone.
Wow.
Yep.
And do you live locally?
We live in Barton, which is just over the bridge from Hull.
Okay, and is Hull excited about us coming?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Can't wait. Biggest things happen around us.
And what was your setup this morning? Was it 5 laptops, 7 phones, 4 tablets?
My mum, my dad, my boyfriend, me, 2 phones, everything.
I love that. I like that you recruited a small sort of call centre for yourself.
It's like one of those films where they have like a situation room and it's just like, okay, go at 9:10.
And did your mum understand the importance of it all?
It was my mum and dad who actually got through for the tickets and not me.
Oh, okay. So who's going now?
I'm going.
You're going. And who are you taking?
My fiancé, Ricky.
Okay, awesome. We will see you at the end of May in Hull.
Great, thank you.
Well done for getting the tickets today.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
Oh, here we go. Hashtag blame Scott. This is from Joe. No tickets left for me. Scott's fault. Hashtag blame Scott.
Oh, totally Scott's fault. Yeah, if you...
Don't blame me.
Do want to direct anything like that, it is Scott's fault. Look at this text here. They say, I know it's not your fault. It's not your fault, I know, but I've got to direct my frustration somewhere.
Right, here we go.
And it is your name above the door.
So it's me. Okay, if it helps, like, do take your anger out on me. Like, maybe, I don't know, find a punch bag today at the gym, print out a picture of my face and have a good old go at it.
Mm.
If that makes you feel better, go for it. Like,
well, there's the old school dartboard thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you can do dartboard if you want.
Or try and think something more creative. I saw these great ones in these toilets in a bar I was in, right? In the urinals. And you could sort of direct. So basically... It was amazing. So, no, but these things were amazing, Scott. So it was like a screen in front of you and you could play games. So you'd have to sort of direct the ball into the goal, but then it put it on a screen... And you were playing like a full-on sport. It was unbelievable. So maybe something with your face there.
Hashtag blame Scott. If you live outside of Hull and the surrounding area, all the tickets have gone. For others in the area, in and around Hull, there is still chance.
One. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
Where?
Begins.
Those are Monday's best bits. Join us tomorrow morning live if you can from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. If not, download this podcast. Scott Mills.